It's been 2 weeks since a video of a white Fort Worth police officer arresting a black woman and her daughters went viral. The video showed the officer wrestling Jacqueline Craig and one of her daughters to the ground after Craig had called police for help. She says her neighbor had assaulted her 7-year-old son. That incident has sparked outrage and puts a spotlight on Fort Worth's police chief, Joel Fitzgerald. KERA's Christopher Connolly reports that as the investigation is ongoing, many are waiting to see how he handles the fallout.
Joel Fitzgerald's first public appearance in Fort Worth after being named police chief signaled a commitment to building stronger bonds between the department and residents. In the fall of 2015, he addressed reporters surrounded by city leadership, police brass, and leaders from across Fort Worth's diverse communities.
Sometimes it's a little more than just being the occupying force. Sometimes it's involving ourselves in the fabric of what goes on in a community. And that's one thing that I promise in my time here is to make sure that we engage the community members actively, we listen, and we build an inclusive Fort Worth Police Department.
More than a year later, that viral video of a white officer arresting a black mother has caused tension and protests.
No justice! No peace!
It may be the biggest test yet for the city's first African-American police chief. At a press conference called by black faith leaders in Fort Worth, pastors demanded the officer from the video be fired and prosecuted. They wanted more action from the department to build trust with the community. Still, Reverend B.R. Daniels of First Greater New Hope Baptist Church had praise for the chief.
I do want to applaud our chief, Chief Fitzgerald, who has an open door policy, who has been willing to come to our communities and our churches to speak with us and to hear us, and who has gone back and has diligently fought to make our concerns manifest.
Fitzgerald declined an interview, but has publicly pledged transparency during the investigation. He said he was disturbed by what he saw in the video, but it was the chief's answer to a question about whether the video showed an officer being racist that grabbed headlines.
What I can say is that I noticed in the video that the officer was rude. And, you know, there's a difference between rude and racism.
Many of the pastors said that misses the bigger picture. Reverend Kiev Tatum is part of that group of faith leaders called the Circle of Clergy for Change.
When you defend an officer who is indefensible and said it was rude and not racist, when those of us who are feeling the impact of this institutional racism, then that tells us you're disingenuous, no matter what your color is.
When Fitzgerald arrived in Fort Worth, he inherited a department that had been rocked by internal discord. African-American officers had sued, alleging racial discrimination. That came on top of high-profile events, including the taser death of a mentally ill black man.
Once you've had all of these incidents, the sensitivity is so great that it's like having an arm that's been sick. You don't have to hit it hard for it to hurt.
Tatum says the Fort Worth Police Department has failed to fully implement a 2014 plan to address those problems. He says the viral video of Jacqueline Craig's arrest tests Fitzgerald.
He hasn't failed the test, but the jury is still out because it's not the incident. It's not the reaction to the incident. It's what you do after the reaction. And that's where we are.
Alex Del Carmen agrees. He leads Tarleton State University's criminal justice program and has helped train officers and police chiefs. He says the perception among those being policed that they will get fair treatment is crucial for effective policing in any city.
If I were chief, I would want to know, what exactly is the credibility index of the people in the community towards the Fort Worth Police Department? It's not whether or not they like the officers, and it's not whether or not, you know, people support law enforcement community. We know that here in Texas we do. But what's important is the credibility.
Del Carmen points to a track record of progressive policing efforts in Fort Worth, including a Justice Department program designed to build trust between communities of color and law enforcement agencies. He says Fitzgerald has to make sure those efforts are making a meaningful difference on the ground.
Throughout the nation, what we found is that there are times when police agencies may say all the right things at the top level, but at the same time, you know, the rank and file don't seem to represent whatever the top ranking officers is. In other words, that's not trickled down to the extent that the actual officers are doing that.
Del Carmen says this viral video offers an opportunity for Fitzgerald. He could help make Fort Worth a national model for how to respond to these kinds of racially charged incidents and for overcoming long-standing grievances between police and communities of color. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.